Or maybe they sent out two forces simply because two was a magic number. Or they could launch only 8 troop carriers at a time. That would be bad, implying that the carriers were large. In different situations, they had used carriers holding as few as 4 troops, or as many as 128. 3 minutes. I stared at the cluster of monitors that showed various sectors of the minefield. If we were lucky, they'd land out there, out of caution, or maybe pass over it low enough to detonate mines. I was feeling vaguely guilty. I was safe in my hole, doodling, ready to start calling out orders. How did those 70 sacrificial lambs feel about their absentee commander? Then I remembered how I had felt about Captain Stott that first mission, when he'd elected to stay safely in orbit while we fought on the ground. The rush of remembered hate was so strong, I had to bite back nausea. Hillebo, can you handle the lasers by yourself?
I don't see why not, sir.
I tossed down the pen and stood up. Charlie, you take over the unit coordination. You can do it as well as I could. I'm going topside.
I wouldn't advise that, sir.
Hell no, William. Don't be an idiot.
I'm not taking orders.
You wouldn't last 10 seconds up there, Charlie said.
I'll take the same chance as everybody else.
Don't you hear what I'm saying? They'll kill you.
The troops? Nonsense. I know they don't like me especially, but
you haven't listened in on the squad frequencies?
No, they didn't speak my brand of English when they talked among themselves.
They think you put them out on the line for punishment, for cowardice, after you told them anyone was free to go into the dome.
Didn't you, sir? Hillebo said.
To punish them? No, of course not. Not consciously. They were just up there when I needed.
Hasn't Lieutenant Brill said anything to them?
Not that I've heard, Charlie said. Maybe she has been too busy to tune in. Or she agreed with them.
I'd better get
there,
Hillebo shouted. The first enemy ship was visible in one of the minefield monitors. The others appeared in the next second. They came in from random directions and weren't evenly distributed around the base. 5 in the northeast quadrant, and only 1 in the southwest. I relayed the information to Brill. But we had predicted their logic pretty well. All of them were coming down in the ring of mines. 1 came close enough to one of the tachyon devices to set it off. The blast caught the rear end of the oddly streamlined craft, causing it to make a complete flip and crash nose first. Side ports opened up, and Torrens came crawling out, 12 of them, probably 4 left inside. If all the others had 16 as well, there were only slightly more of them than of us.